بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لم يتكلم في المهد الا ثلاثه عيسى ابن مريم عليه السلام وصاحب جريج وكان جريج رجلا عابدا فاتخذ سمعه فكان فيها فأتته أمه وهو يصلي فقالت يا جريج فقال يا ربي أمي وصلاتي فأقبل على صلاته فانصرفت فلما كان من الغد أتته وهو يصلي فقالت يا جريج فقال أي ربي أمي وصلاتي فأقبل على صلاته فلما كان من الغد أتته وهو يصلي فقالت يا جريج فقال أي ربي أمي وصلاتي فأقبل على صلاته فقالت اللهم لا تمت حتى ينظر إلى وجوه المومسات إلى آخر الحديث. The chapter, just to recap, we are discussing the virtue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accorded to those who are disadvantaged or weakened in any form in this world, either financially or physically, etc. The narrator, this is the last hadith in that particular chapter, quite a lengthy hadith. It will not be possible to complete it now, but inshallah we'll continue later. The first part of the hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ فِي الْمَهْدِ إِلَّا ثَلَاثَةٌ, that there were only three infants that spoke from the cradle. There were three infants only that spoke from the cradle. According to Allama Zarqashi rahimahullah, the three referred to here are from the Bani Israel. If one considers all of humankind, there were much more than three. In the various books of history and hadith, etc., we find that more infants than three are mentioned. However, in this hadith, Rasulullah says only three spoke from the cradle. So what is meant? Why restrict the number? One explanation Allama Zarqashi rahimahullah gives, as we mentioned, he said that the three, in other words, three from the Bani Israel. However, we find that from the Bani Israel also, there appears to have been more than three. Yusuf alayhi salam is a famous incident. With regards to that, ulama ikram say that in some riwayat it is mentioned, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Allah Ta'ala refers to this incident in the Quran of Yusuf alayhi salam, وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. That someone from the family of Zulaykha or Aziz Misr gave evidence on behalf of Yusuf alayhi salam. Whilst there are certain riwayat which refer to that as a child in the cradle, there are other riwayats which refer to that as an adult. In other words, someone in one narration it comes that it was someone with a beard. Another explanation that ulama give of the restriction of this number three is they say that accused of zina and adultery and thereafter exonerated by the witness of a baby in the cradle, amongst the Bani Israel there were three. We find that the three that are mentioned in this particular hadith are Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. Like we mentioned that if you have to consider throughout history or in the books of ahadith, etc., there are many more than three that are mentioned. In the narration of Muslim Sharif with regards to the incident of Ashabul Ukhdud, where Allah Ta'ala speaks in the Quran, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ وَشَاهِدِي وَمَشْهُودِ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ. Famous incident which occurred, the hadith is also mentioned, Riyad al-Saliheen, where there was a tyrant king and ruler who tried to make the people accept him, na'uzubillah, as the Khuda, as God, to worship him. And the trench was dug. It's a lengthy incident, I'm not going to go into the detail. But in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned, anna imra'atan jiya biha litulqiya fi an-nar litakfur wa ma'aha sabiyun murdi'un fataqa'asat, that a woman was brought right up till the mouth of this trench in which a fire had been lit. And she had a baby in her hand. And she was told either she must make kufr and bring iman on that zalim king, or she must be thrown into this trench, into this blazing fire that is in the trench. She hesitated. It comes in the riwayat of Muslim Sharif that she had a baby in her hand, a breastfeeding child. And when she hesitated, this child, Allah Ta'ala gave this child the ability to speak. فَقَالَ يَا أُمَّا إِسْبِرِي فَإِنَّكِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. The child said, oh my mother, make sabr. In other words, make sabr, allow yourself to be martyred like this. Why? فَإِنَّكِ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. because you are on the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in the year after. Likewise, Salabi mentions from Dahaq that Yahya alayhi salam, the Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, spoke from the cradle. It's mentioned in Tafsir of Baghawi that Ibrahim Khalilullah also spoke from the cradle. In Waqidi's book on Sirah, it is mentioned that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the initial stages of his birth, just after he was born, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also spoke. So we find that throughout history, in fact, Allama Suyuti rahimullah, in the form of a poem, has mentioned 10 incidents where infants spoke from the cradle. Allah Ta'ala gave them the ability. The poem which he mentions it in, he says, Takallama fil Mahdi Taha. That Taha, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke from the cradle. Kada Khalil wa Yahya wa Isa wa Maryam alayhim salam. Likewise, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Maryam alayhi salam, all spoke from the cradle. Wa Shahidu Yusuf Mubarriu Jurejin. Likewise, the one who gave witness on behalf of Yusuf alayhi salam, according to Allama Suyuti, was a baby. Likewise, the one who exonerated Juraij, the incident of Juraij is mentioned in this particular hadith amongst the three which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to. So detail of that will come a little later. وَطِفْلٌ عَلَيْهِ أَتَوْ بِالْأُمَّةِ يَقُولُونَ وَتَزْنِي وَلَمَّا تَكَلَّمَ. That also, the child who was breastfeeding from the woman when another woman was accused of adultery, this incident also is mentioned in this hadith, so detail will follow later. وَطِفْلُ بْنُ مَاشِتَ قَدْ غَدَتْ لِفِرْعَوْنَ فِي مَا مَضَى مِنْ أُمَمْ. Likewise, the child of Mashita bint Fir'aun, was the slave girl of Fir'aun. And she, Mashita means the one who used to comb the hair. She used to comb the hair of the daughter of Fir'aun. It's a lengthy incident, but she also, Fir'aun, tried to torture her to abandon the deen of Musa alayhi salam. She had two little children. One was a slightly elderly girl, child. The other was a baby. Fir'aun prepared a cauldron of boiling oil. In that, first the big child was thrown, as the small child was about to be thrown. At that time, also, the mother hesitated. When the mother hesitated, Allah Ta'ala gave that child the ability to speak. And the child advised the mother that, make sabr, be patient, we will meet in Jannah. So referring to that incident, Allama Suyuti mentions this also as a child that spoke in infancy. Likewise, كَذَلِكَ فِي أَهْدِ خَيْرِ الْوَرَىٰ مُبَارَكُهُمْ وَبِهِ يَخْتَتِمُ. And he says, these were all incidents that took place in the past. And then in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke in infancy. And likewise, there's an incident mentioned in Bayhaqi's Dalail al-Nubuwa of a person by the name of Mubarak Yamama. There's also great detail in that. That was also a child that spoke in infancy in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nevertheless, coming back to the subject matter of this hadith, Abu Huraira narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that three children spoke in infancy. As we mentioned, we explained the reason why only three are mentioned in this hadith. The first of which was Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, as we know, Akhiru Anbiya ibn Israel, was the last of the prophets of the Banu Israel. In fact, he was the last prophet before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to historians, from the ascension of Isa alayhi salam, plus minus 600 years passed. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولِ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. That the last Nabi to come before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who in fact gave the basharat and the glad tidings of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Isa ibn Maryam. He obviously, we know, was born miraculously without the agency of a father. When Maryam alayhi salam, a chaste and a pure woman, came in public with this child, obviously she was accused by the Bani Israel that, where did you come with this child? So she had been advised that, indicate that you are fasting, so you are unable to speak. Those days the Bani Israel were not allowed to speak while fasting. When they, Ya Ukhta Harun, Ma Kana Abu Ki Murasaw, Wa Ma Kanat Ummu Ki Baghiya, they accused her. They said, you have come from a pure lineage. How is it possible? Where did this child come from? Fa Asharat Ilay. So she pointed to the child as was instructed to her. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا. They said, how do you expect us to speak to a child who is just in a cradle? All of a sudden, Allah Ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam the ability to speak from the cradle. Inni Abdullah Atani al-Kitab waja'alani nabiya waja'alani mubarakan aynama kunt wa'usani bis-salati waz-zakati ma dumtu hayya wabarram biwalidati walam yaj'alni jabbaran shaqiya wassalamu alayya yawma wulidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ub'athu hayya. Miraculously, in eloquent language, this child Isa alayhi salam from the cradle spoke 7 clear sentences, attesting one to the fact that he was the Nabi of Allah, the purity of his mother, the injunctions of his Shariat and Deen, which he is going to come with. And we find that there is nothing to be surprised about in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a human being, as he grows, the ability to speak. Likewise, Allah ta'ala can enable a child to speak from the cradle. Likewise, on the Day of Judgment, it is mentioned, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The same Allah who gives us the ability to speak with our tongue. On that day, Allah will give the hands the ability to speak, the feet the ability to speak, the chest the ability to speak. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala on that day, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. Quran tells us the earth will speak. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't need a vocal system or a tongue to speak. Allah from His Qudrat can make anything speak. So likewise, we find that in these incidents, the first of which is mentioned this hadith, Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala gave him the ability to speak from infancy, from the cradle. The second incident which is mentioned in this hadith is about Sahib al-Juraij. Obviously, as I mentioned, time has run out. Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.